God's attributes discerning the Lord's body. What is it that constitutes your eating it unworthily? Is it the quantity of food you came to eat and the quantity of the wine you brought that constituted the unworthiness of the communion? No. The first thing is that there are divisions among them. If you come before the Lord and there are divisions among you, you are coming to eat it unworthily. If you come before the Lord and you come to show off, as some were doing, then you are eating it unworthily. So what is it that constitutes the eating of this communion unworthily? Our attitude to one another. As you hold that bread and you hold that wine, the attitude you have towards another brother, towards another sister, constitutes the unworthiness. Discerning the Lord's body there is understanding the Lord's body. Understanding the Lord's body. He said you do that because you don't understand the Lord's body. And he says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, and I have told you what constitutes the unworthiness. He said, you eat damnation. And 1 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us that this cup that we hold, he said it is a cup of blessing. Something that is supposed to be a blessing, some people come and drink and they are drinking a curse. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Discerning the Lord's body. Hallelujah. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. Two statements are made there in that verse. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. Amen. You are holding Jesus in your hand, somebody. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of anointing, for lack of money. Hallelujah. For lack of what? Knowledge. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now the second statement that is very important, I said, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. And please, the law of God encompasses so many things. And more importantly, under grace, the law of God is that the just shall live by faith. This law of God, in the context that it is used, there is principle of walking with God. The law of God here is not don't fornicate, don't steal, don't commit adultery, don't lie, don't this, don't. If you don't know the principle that how you're supposed to walk with God as a Christian, you will be destroyed. And more importantly, when you are taught, instead of you to practice it, you reject it. He said he too will reject you. And that's why many of us are in some very horrible estate that we are in today. Just before I came into to the camera now, I was talking with a young girl. And she asked me a very simple question. And she said, what can cause depression? What do you think can cause depression? And the answer, it was very, very simple. The answer is faithlessness. What is faith here? Revelation. The Bible said, be anxious for nothing. It's anxiety that causes it now. It's thinking. Why you think too much? And why are you thinking too much? You are thinking like that because You are unable to take your problem to the Lord God Almighty. So you are carrying it, and as long as you carry that problem, it will give you depression. But you are not carrying it to God, it's because you don't believe He can do it. Hey. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Oh, because they do not carry everything to God in prayer. And you can never pray and receive answer unless you believe that when you pray, you will receive answer. Eh? That's why I say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I gave the young girl my own example. I said, you see me so? Depression, hypertension can never be my portion. That comes from thinking. High blood pressure, unless it comes from some other medical complication, but not from thinking. It can never be. Praise God. And why I even believe it is that they say some of this is hereditary. Almost everybody in my family, they are suffering from it. But me, lie, I don't have it. And the girl reminded me that one day she took my blood pressure and she said she was surprised at what she saw. Because she thought she's a member of the church now. All the trouble went then they give me. So she's surprised that upon all the trouble went then they give me. And maybe she's there among those where they give me the trouble self. That's why she can't test my blood pressure. Praise God. She said she was surprised. I said, why not? Amen. Why? It is from a knowledge. A knowledge of who my God is. Praise God. A knowledge of who my God is. And so when we teach knowledge here, practice it. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And let's read some scriptures from verse 17. Now, the Corinthian church will come from time to time to take their communion. But listen very well. Amen. They come from time to time. Listen, there's nothing I'm going to say that is new. I've said this several times in various ways. A revelation that Christians should know. At my age now in life, I have known the things that a man that will have lived peacefully, the pathway of life you should follow. I was telling the young girl also, I said, there are some people when I see them from my observation of the way they are living their life, very easily I will know how they are going to end as the truth. And this is from experience. Just as from the revelation of the word, and I believe this Bible to be the word of God. Studying that, I can understand why certain things happen around us, some of us. It's true. There are principles. I told the young girl that personally, I don't envy anybody. If I see you better than me in any area, I will be attracted to it to see if I can get it too. I will desire it. I will not speak against it, because there is a law that many people don't know. What you speak against can never come near you. Not too many people know it. Hallelujah. You that see every rich man is occultic. Don't mind that. Then a thief them be. Then occultic power. Now they get the money, Abi. Because you believe there is no genuine money making. If there be genuine, then you will remain poor. You will remain poor all the days of your life. Amen. If you see somebody anointed and you desire that same grace, don't speak against it. You admire it before you know why you'll be infected. Look, anointing is more infectious than COVID-19. Anointing is more infectious than any infectious disease you know. I have confirmed it. Somebody is operating a grace and you are admiring it. Hey, Papa, now you walk like this. Hey. Because while you are doing that, some other person is while the person is doing that, Prophet Daniel once told me, shared with us that some ministers in Brother Assembly, Brother Assembly, at the back of the church, he was going around, and a particular minister who was not ordained but was at the altar leading prayer and was in the spirit, and he was passing, and then two of the brothers stood at the back and I was seriously, what's that one? He said, "Won't do like prophet." He said, "Don't begin to see me that." He said, "Don't." And Prophet Daniel said, he turned and looked at them. He said, "The brother is there at the altar ministry. You are here speaking against him." He said, "That is why you will never have the opportunity that he has standing before this crowd at the altar. You will never have it." Because instead of praying for him, he said, from that day till now, they know they pray with them. They know they greet them. I don't know why they don't begin to greet you. They know they greet you, Daniel, up till now. And have you ever seen any of them come to the altar? They can never come. They can never. His seat is very far from the altar. Praise the Lord. You can't, what you speak against, it can never be attracted to you. It's a principle. Many of you, praise the Lord, many of you don't catch it. You may not be saying it with your mouth, though, in your heart. You're already driving that thing far from you. That's why a lot of people don't grow in anything they do. Praise the Lord. Many people don't know this secret of ministry. When I was in the inter-message churches, they will come and be criticizing the denomination. All the denominations are of the devil. That anointing is of the devil. This is of the devil. Me, I have gone to some of those their programs and I've seen in the name of Jesus, things are happening. And I'm asking, we say we are the enter message, we are the original, we are, but we don't see headache, fever, nothing happening. These people, korokoro, I saw something, korokoro. And you are coming to stand at your altar and say, they are the devil, they are the devil. Meanwhile, no single manifestation of the spirit among us. After service, I'll go and meet pastor. Pastor, that's the way you talk, I don't say amen, no. Ramoses, why do you say so? I say, no. There's something I don't understand, though. There's something we know that they don't know. But there's something they have we don't have. Let's be sincere. I was sincere enough. So when opportunity came now for me to pastor a church, can't you see the power gift that is happening, the denomination happening with us? Because I admired it. Oh, praise God. There's another one I'm admiring. It will soon manifest. There's another one I'm still admiring. Yes. Praise God. Go stand here with Timothy. They see something where I know if you see. Very soon. Every time I'll see Professor, they shake head. I'll say, you don't see something, Abby? Say, me, you stand here, you see something I don't see. I go see him. One day I go see him. Praise the Lord. Wait and see. One day I will see all the things that they see. Timothy, Amarachio, Angulika. I started ministry before you overtake me. Praise the Lord. It's a principle. We learn from seeing, we learn from reading, we learn from hearing. Learn about life. Praise the Lord. When it comes to communion, there are a lot of things to learn from communion. Let me read now from verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Hallelujah. Remember that 1 Corinthians chapter 11, chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 14 is church order. It is church order, how we are supposed to comport ourselves when we come together in fellowship. That is the meaning of church order. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 starts with how the women are to dress. Cover your hair. Men, don't cover your hair. But women, cover your own. That is the hair covering that some enter message people disagree with me over. It's a church order. It's an ordinance. Then, in that same 1 Corinthians chapter 11, then the communion. Communion. How we are supposed to come before the communion. Then in chapter 12, about the gifts and the manifestation of the Spirit, and also how the body of Christ looks like, how to operate that gift, and in chapter 13, that we should operate it, the power of operating in love. Then chapter 14, about speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues. That is where we get to know it is wrong for everybody to stand up in the Pentecostal church and be hara mama huru mama, everybody begin to worship God in the spirit. Nothing like that. It is wrong. Everybody cannot speak in tongue according to the Bible. When they come together, there were a lot of where they were taking the communion that Apostle Paul was going to set in order now. Verse 17. Now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear there be divisions. I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place. He said, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone take before other his own supper. Hey, Corinthian church. And one is hungry and another is drunken. Sometimes when I read this, I imagine how that church was really. What? Verse 22. Have you no houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God that and shame them that have not? You are coming to show off. What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. Then, from verse 23, he then begin to say, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. You proclaim his death. You remember his death till he come to take us in the rapture. Verse 27. Wherefore, that is where he begins now. Whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Now, before I read verse 20, let me explain something. What is it that constitutes your eating it unworthily? Is it the quantity of food you came to eat and the quantity of the wine you brought that constituted the unworthiness of the communion? No. The first thing is that there are divisions among them. If you come before the Lord and there are divisions among you, you are coming to eat it unworthily. If you come before the Lord and you come to show off, as some were doing, then you are eating it unworthily. So what is it that constitutes the eating of this communion unworthily? Our attitude to one another as we come before the Lord's table. Verse 28. Then he said, but let a man examine himself. I want to stress this, please. Let me add. Catch it very well. I have said it before in case you didn't hear me before. In the context of what we have read, it's not talking about any works of the flesh like sin, like fornication, adultery, lying, and all those works of the flesh. That is not what he's looking at. The emphasis here, as you hold that bread and you hold that wine, the attitude you have towards another brother, towards another sister, constitutes the unworthiness. I will explain why. Now verse 28. When he said, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. It's not telling you to go to Galatians chapter 5 and list the works of the flesh. And then some people come before the Lord's table, they will do dry fasting before they come, very sanctified. It's more than that. That's not the meaning. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh a curse to himself. Damnation to himself. Why? Because you're not discerning the Lord's body. You see? I've taken this topic in various ways before, but we can look at it again. Discerning the Lord's body. Let's take a look at the Lord's body. Discerning the Lord's body there is understanding the Lord's body. Understanding the Lord's body. He said you do that because you don't understand the Lord's body. And he says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, and I have told you what constitutes the unworthiness. He said, you eat damnation. And 1 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us that this cup that we hold, he said it is a cup of blessing. Something that is supposed to be a blessing, some people come and drink and they are drinking a curse. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And he went further. For this curse, verse 30, for drinking the way you drink and bringing damnation upon you, for this curse, many are weak. There are three things here that happen. The first one is many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Three things. What is the weakness here? Which weakness is he talking about? Many are weak. The weakness there is, amen, in the context I use, is loss of strength. What is the loss of strength? Praise the Lord. The loss of strength to be able to confront the enemy in the spiritual battle that we are in. How can a Christian lie down and sleep. And a demon will come and sit down on your stomach and eat dinner. How can a Christian, amen, in the spirit, in your dream, you are always running. It's you, they are always pursuing. You are the one running away. You are weak. It's a sign of weakness. The sign of weakness. Praise the Lord. Yes, now. A brother received revelation. Received a revelation from different people that the wife was going to die. That the wife was going to die. Strange, something all over her body came up shortly after that revelation. And he said, they admitted her in the hospital, they were pumping antibiotics, and something just made him know to stay in the hospital with your wife that night. He said, while he was sitting by the bedside, the woman was under drip and things like that. In the night, he said, suddenly he found himself in a trance. And a spirit was coming, and that was the spirit that was coming to kill the woman. He said he found himself in a spirit, challenged that spirit in that hospital room. Who are you? Who are you? Where are you coming from? In the name of Jesus. The battle took place. He said the thing, pop, and disappeared. Praise the Lord. Why I'm referring to that is that he said he came back to himself and he stood up and told his wife, he said, you will not die again. He said, that spirit that came to kill you has been defeated. He has gone back. That is spiritual strength. For this reason, many are weak. When it's time to pray, you can't even pray for 1 hour. Jesus, look at them. You can't wait 1 hour with me, just 1 hour. I have taught you, all of you Christians, you are watching me for the first time anywhere. Your minimum period to pray at any time, assuming you have nothing to pray, you just want to pray normal prayer, minimum is 1 hour. Anything less than 1 hour, you have not prayed yet. It is thus said the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say, at this time they try, they reach 30 minutes. You never start yourself. Praise the Lord. Weakness. You can't pray. You can't fast. You can't do anything spiritual. When it comes to anything spiritual, the slightest excuse, you don't take them. You're weak. They laugh. You're weak. Praise God. Once they sit down in the church, someone is going on. Once, the only time you're awake is if they're singing song where you like. You carry me when other carry their go. Oh. Finish. Once, oh yeah, sit down, let's open the Bible. Sleep off. You are weak. Anytime you sleep, demon will come and press you. When they press, Jesus. Then because you know you are weak, every little problem you have, you are looking for pastor's number, professor's number. Some even see people's prayer. See people's prayer. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See people's prayer. One demon just entered the room now. Pastor Moses say, hey, Father, help Pastor Moses. Help me, Lord. Father, answer me. Let Pastor Moses speak my call. Pastor Moses is the mediator between you and God. Sign of weakness.